So, Ollie, how do you go about this week preparing for a tie against Dundalk, who at this stage are favourites for the league title? They're still involved in the cup as well, probably the best team in the country. How do you approach a game of this magnitude?
Obviously, with difficulty, Oisin, to put it that way to you, as any team that goes up to Dundalk. I think the positives are the fact that we played probably the second best team in the country away from home last weekend, albeit in the cup, and we acquitted ourselves quite well. Now, that's, you know, there's no guarantee that that'll give you a better footing tomorrow night in Dundalk, but it certainly would have been good preparation, if nothing else, for what we're going into.
Playing on an artificial pitch, is it something that's going to suit maybe your style of play tomorrow night, Ollie, and the way you're approaching this one?
I mean, you know, like we'll train tonight, Oisin, on AstroTurf for the first time since, you know, we played up there before, or indeed in the Brandywell. I feel the advantage will be with the team. They train there every day up in Oriel Park and play every second game there, as you like. So no, the advantage of the AstroTurf would obviously be in Dundalk's favour. But to be fair to them, they're a fabulous side, and you know, 9 times out of 10, they don't need that advantage to be the better side.
Yeah, they're playing in European football as well. I say that there might be maybe a European hangover there. Is that something that you can factor in at all, Ollie?
I hope you're right. But that way, too, the other school of thought is, you know, that they're playing at a serious high level on Tuesday night there against the Slovakian side, you know, the top Slovakian side, and that's the pace that they're used to playing at. So that it can work both ways. We're hoping it works, that the fact that, you know, they went out of the competition, but you know, the pace that they played with and at on Tuesday night is a savage pace with the quality of the opposition as well. So we're hoping they're not better than normal, to put it that way to you, you know. But look, we have to be at the top of our game to have any hope up there, to put it that way to you. But, you know, we acquitted ourselves quite well last week, albeit we went out of the cup narrowly. Although this is a bigger ask again, Oisin.
Yeah. Okay, Ollie, you went out of the cup last week with a good performance. You've had a 14-point turnaround at the bottom of the Premier Division. What have you put this down to over the last couple of months as to how Harps have played and crawled things back?
There's possibly a number of reasons. I mean, the problems haven't just gone away overnight. Are you know, we probably had a little bit of rub of the green that we didn't have in the last number of weeks. And indeed, including up in Tala, where if we conceded a second goal early, it could have been a long, long night, as tomorrow will be, should that happen. But we had a little bit of rubber the green with a few decisions that went our way, and we obviously have gained in confidence. And defensively, we were that bit stronger, even though it's the same personnel in the main that are there. But we need to continue to improve, Oisin, because, you know, UCD haven't gone away, like, and they will accumulate points, especially at home, and we need to accumulate more of them between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, and a point on the road to the champions elect Dundalk would be a very good result, would it, Ollie?
Most certainly, yeah. You know, we haven't scored up there in the recent past, certainly not in my time. Yeah, we got a point at home to them very, very early in the season, which was, you know, a huge achievement. But if we can keep it tight, you know, and not fall too far behind early in the game, well, look, we could make a battle of it, as we did last week. But should you go behind early and concede a second in Oriel Park, it's not a nice place to be. But look, we've nothing to lose in a rushing, to put it that way to you, and hopefully we can acquit ourselves well.